South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to remind all you real estate aficionados that next week's show is going to be a live remote on tape from the Ackerman Centerfit Real Estate Summit. We're going to have people like Ron Wheeler from Sembler, Daryl Parmenter, Office Guru. We'll have, oh my gosh, Neeson Kasdan and Steve Owens talking about the big deal that Swire's doing downtown and all kinds of other awesome, awesome guests. But that's next week. This week, we've got Joe First. He can barely contain himself because I'm funny as heck in person. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's my pleasure. One Gator or another. High five, Gators going all the way in the NC2A tournament for B-ball this year. Now, Joe, you're here. You're the managing director with Goldman Properties. Now, Goldman Properties got their start in New York. They created a whole bunch of really cool places, like Soho was one of those places?
Correct.
Okay, I think I heard of that place. Tony came in, he sprinkled his dust around here like 20, 30 years ago, like on the original South Beach, and then he looked for a new challenge. Take it from there.
So Tony found the Wynwood District in about 2004, 2005. And the layout of the district really works fantastic for what we were trying to create, which would be a pedestrian-friendly urban area with appropriate scale and an appropriate grid system to allow cars and pedestrians to exist within place. Also, Wynwood was an arts district that started with some gallery spaces and studio spaces in the late 90s and early 2000s. So there was already an artistic movement taking place within the area. And we thought there were ways to really help launch and continue the arts and make it a world-class destination for art, culture, food and beverage, et cetera.
I think that kind of worked out for you, Joe. Is that what you mean by placemaking?
Yeah, placemaking is establishing a place with unique content, very special content. And what we try to do is deliver things in our portfolio and in our neighborhood that you can't find anywhere else. When you start with a place that doesn't have residential density, like Wynwood, you have to have attractors or beacons that are really exciting and draw people from other places. So in Wynwood, we've been able to do that through an incredible arts program, incredible food and beverage, one-of-a-kind coffee shops, one-of-a-kind office spaces. And it's the type of place that if people understand what happens there and understand the type of people that want to exist within that space, it's the only market for them to set up shop, set up their business, and be an entrepreneur.
It's awesome to watch the evolution of what's taking place in Wynwood and the gathering of all the intellectual people and the thought leaders that you have in both technology, small business, services, everything. You know, high five to Matt Hagman for what he's done there with his investments with the Knight Foundation. Now, what does the future hold for Wynwood? Because you talked about the scale of the neighborhood. You talked about the grid system, the lack of density for residential. But there's things afoot that are going to change the nature of Wynwood as, I got to just say it, capital puts pressure on it. What's going to happen?
Well, I think let's take a step back and look at typical urban rejuvenation in other areas. A lot of times it's fed from the upper floors down. So people, residents are coming looking for cheaper space, cheaper studios, whatever it may be. They fill upper floors, you get some density, and then interesting commercial uses start happening on the ground. In Wynwood, we have, for the most part, a one-story environment. So the way that we've been successful in populating the neighborhood is through what we like to describe as creative office. And creative office for us is an opportunity for the young entrepreneur, the young business owner to have their own sense of place, have their own identity, and set up shop. And we try to really curate our office tenants, just like our food and beverage or artistic programs, to make sure that we have synergistic relationships between the various tenancies. And the amount of business that's grown out of our Wynwood portfolio is absolutely tremendous. You brought up a point about density, so we'll start talking about that. We recently formed a business improvement district, which is a very exciting thing. For those that don't know, that's effectively a special taxing district where the property owners tax themselves above and beyond the typical tax rates. And all of that money gets pooled into, services and amenities that we're trying to provide for the neighborhood.
Well, Joe, you know, it seems to me that one of the neighborhood services that you've started to provide is coffee. When I talk about coffee, when I talk about Wynwood and Edgewater, I kind of go through coffee from the original coffee that I get at Enriqueta's. Then I went to Panther Coffee, Lester's, which I guess isn't there anymore. And then back to Latin Cafe, where I had a cup of coffee today with one of the landowners. So I kind of do coffee is kind of like the way that I view the arc of Wynwood. So when's the next coffee coming? Actually, it was the drink store we went to.
You're referencing Hugo Fresh, but I think let's talk about Panther Coffee for a moment, because I think that's a fitting story to what Wynwood is about and what being an entrepreneur is about. Joel and Letitia Pollack, who are the proprietors of Panther Coffee, came from Portland, Oregon. They were very well trained in the coffee business, and they thought that the idea of, you know, small batch roasting house in Miami, one didn't exist. And given the coffee culture here, they were very surprised, and they felt there was a void in the market. They were going to sign a lease a little bit east of Midtown, further north, and I had the opportunity to meet them on the street in Wynwood. And when Joel and Letitia understood the community building initiatives that we were working on in Wynwood, they understood that it was really more about a sense of place and about placemaking, and that they could be a vital component to our growth in the neighborhood.
Okay, you use terms like curating and sense of place, not what I usually hear on Brickell or downtown, where people are just going, I have T1 million, I'm going to build 100 million square feet of residential. Sounds to me like you're more about creating an environment that's going to attract people from all over the world, like the tourists I see getting off the bus and taking pictures at Wynwood Walls.
Yeah, for us, the first question we ask ourselves when we're exploring a tenancy in the neighborhood is it's not about their credit. It's not about how many locations they have. It's about the creative output and the energy that they're going to produce to the community. So we always look to find those types of users. They exist in all different sectors. It's not just about food and beverage. As an example, my co-working tenant, The Lab Miami, they bring hundreds of people to the neighborhood on a weekly basis that are coming to experience their programming.
Oh, 100%. Last time I was at Lab Miami, I met some entrepreneurs from Boca Raton that had come down just to participate in, I guess it was the social media club at that date, or maybe it wasn't. I can't even remember. It's just an awesome experience.
Well, we look to effectively treat our tenants as partners in the process, and we want partners that are going to bring their own excitement, their own energy, their own following to the neighborhood, and that's how we've been able to create this momentum that you see today.
Now, we're talking about momentum. We're talking about the Special Improvement District, but we also need people to live there for your vision to come through. And I know that you're starting to deliver residential units. What makes those different than the condos that they're building on the eastern part of Biscayne Boulevard?
Well, when the new zoning code, Miami 21, was passed in 2008, Wynwood was a much different place than it is today. So the primary transect zone is D1, which is a very low density, 36 unit per acre zoning designation. So through the business
urban designation, that would be pretty dense for a suburban area.
Correct. For okay. An urban. Thank you. Thank
no
you,
problem.
Joe.
Just here to correct your mistakes, Joe.
So through the business improvement district, we've actually engaged a planning consultant, and we're working on, potentially taking a look and adding more density in the neighborhood, but still keeping scale very appropriate. We do not want to be a Brickell. This will be a low mid rise environment. And we really want to make it about the pedestrian on the street and give, you know, the people the opportunity to live, work, and play within the district.
Now, we talked a little bit about how Hugo Fresh opened up, and you had a very strategic placement for that tenant and a very creative store design. A little bit about that and how that works with your thing about placemaking. You've got 5 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. 2 minutes.
I have to give a lot of credit to Hugo Fresh for their design and build out. That was their idea. The proprietor of Hugo Fresh it's another homegrown brand. It's not their first location. They started on Miami Beach, but they really are about healthy living, healthy lifestyle. They're very sensitive to, you know, their design, their artistic features. So they were a wonderful addition to add into our Wynwood Walls program. And again, we have two food and beverage restaurants there already. So we were looking for something that offered, a very healthy alternative or a different type of product than what we were already offering. And they were a perfect fit, and they've been a beautiful tenant, and have added tremendous value to the neighborhood.
Well, the Wynwood Walls, the internationally famous, acclaimed, whatever you want to call it, Wynwood Walls has been a great place to kind of make your nexus point in Wynwood. It's a great place for people to, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to cheapen it with this comment, a great place for people to have events. We had an event there for the U.S. Center for Real Estate Studies about a year ago, and it was great, well attended. We had just a super time. And as I go home every night or every week from the radio show, if the traffic is too heavy on night, oh God, I shouldn't say this. I'm giving away my secret route. If the traffic is too heavy on 95, I'll drive through Wynwood. And it's just amazing to watch on a week-to-week almost basis the improvements, the new buildings, the new designs, the increasingly positive vibe. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about where that goes from here in our next segment. So stick with us. We're going to have Joe first. He's the managing director of Goldman Properties. We're going to talk about placemaking in Miami. It's something that translates to most any urban environment. Stick with us. We'll be right back. More Joe first, more Freedom Business. More good times. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying when all you get is pain? When I needed sunshine, I got rain. And I saw her face. Hey, I want to. Exactly. Now I'm a.
Oh, yeah.
No, Oscar's got the rhythm down. Oscar knows the pace of my life.